Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some of the most fiercely contested congressional races in the midterms, they were here in California and even in Southern California. Turns out, though, the political battle effectively ended in a draw between the Dems and the Republicans. Live now with political analyst Matt Lesenier of Cal State Long Beach. Matt, thanks for being here. So, yeah, $100 million spent on these competitive races, but we sort of ended up with a wash. How and why, or is that just what happens? I mean, if you win these seats, you're winning them on the margins anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple things come to mind. The first is it's the power of incumbency. So incumbent politicians, you know, especially for these congressional seats, have outstanding name recognition across a whole swath of the district. The other part, though, that really stuck out to me this term was the redrawn districts and how that impacted candidate strategy. And so the example I'd use is Michelle Steele, her home was redistricted into Katie Porter's, and she decided to run in a different district so that she wouldn't go up against a stronger Democrat. So it isn't, you know, just a surefire bet that it's going to be deadlocked, but man, these margins were razor thin, and what it amounted to was a wash in the state.
What have we learned that might be California specific? And we can take the Republicans first. If you are a candidate and you want to run to the right of whoever that Republican incumbent is, even you're probably going to lose.
Yeah. And this has been an artifact of our politics going back well before Schwarzenegger's term. That was sort of his complaint, was that there should be a California-centric Republican pitch that isn't tough on the environment, is sort of open to all people, but maybe is pretty conservative fiscally, something that would do well here.
How big was Prop 1? You know, do you want abortion rights protected for the Democrats? Look, at Democratic state, they probably weren't going to lose, and Democrats overall did better than they thought for the midterms. But I read somewhere that actually got more voters than, you know, for governor. People expect Newsom to win anyways. But people did come out, didn't vote for Prop 1.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, there's a term in the industry called a crypto initiative. And the point is to put something on the ballot that's going to be bait to draw people out, even if you don't really, you know, you're not that invested in that policy. While this was a very substantive policy important to a lot of Californians, it is the case that a lot of people rolled off. They showed up for that and they rolled off lower ballot races. Whereas in other states, people were really fired up and then voted a straight Democratic ticket. So it wasn't, you know, the planners, the strategists might have expected a bigger impact on these down ballot races, and they didn't get it.
Political analyst Matt Lesenier, Cal State Long Beach.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.